Thousands of protesters have been converging on the Serbian capital Belgrade ahead of an anti-government rally demanding accountability from the nation's political leaders. It's the culmination of months of anti-corruption demonstrations and a test for the country's right-wing ultranationalist government, which is facing growing discontent. The protests, described as the largest student-led movement in Europe since 1968, were triggered by the collapse of a roof at a train station, which was blamed on government oversight. The country's president, Aleksandar Vučić, has remained defiant against their demands. He says they're a Western-orchestrated ploy to oust him from power.
I repeat, as long as I'm alive, there will be no transitional government, fraudulent government without the election. That should include the worst in the country, only because they think they have the force on the street.